coming up on podcast 1447, Ford begins production of the F-150 Lightning. Big day. Stick around, I'll tell you what I know. Also on the show today, why used EV prices are getting more and more out of control. VinFast let one of us drive the VF8. When I say one of us, I mean one of my fellow EV content people makers. And Honda launch a full EV. But it's only for China. But I'll tell you all about it. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Tuesday, 26th of April today. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you haven't got to. We'll start with a tweet, and that would be the boss of Ford, Jim Farley, tweeting, "Happening now!" Exclamation mark. Hashtag F-150 Lightning. And now officially rolling off the line here at the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan. So, Ford has now made 2,000 of the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning trucks, announcing today the first 2,000 are made, and they start delivering them to real customers in person sometime next week. Ford said it was fine-tuning software in the trucks before releasing them out to the dealer network, according to Jim Farley, at a kickoff event at the factory where the truck is going to be made, writes the New York Times. Jim Farley and other executives have described the F-150 Lightning as the most important model that Ford has introduced in decades. And would I be speaking out of turn if I said it's one of the most important models Ford has launched since the beginning of Ford? And I'll tell you why in a moment. Ford said they've taken more than 200,000 reservations for the F-150 Lightning, and many of those are turning into hardcore orders. Ford said, the CEO, Jim Farley, saying, "We plan to challenge Tesla and all comers to become the top EV maker in the world. That's something that no one would have believed 2 years ago from us. They're going to look at this truck and believe it," he said. And I love this new direction of Ford. Because don't get me wrong, Ford have been doing, they've been playing at the edges with electrification for a while now, but it wasn't until that management change a couple of years ago that this incredible momentum came out of Ford. Before, I remember at motor shows or, motoring events where Ford were at, they would have like the big hybrid display, and everything would be coloured blue. It's Ford colours, but, you know, electric blue. And they make a really big deal of how electric they are. And it was just shabby hybrids. It wasn't even plug-ins. I remember having a run-in with their head of, well, I won't say what they are, but a very senior person at Ford. Even only, 3 years ago? It was definitely when I was doing this podcast. That completely slated electric vehicles, slated Tesla, slated Elon Musk, was very dismissive of EVs and said that Ford, you know, if Ford goes fully electric in time, you know, like in 20 years, but they'll do it at the right time and that Ford was doing the right thing. And this was only maybe 3, maybe 4 years ago. So skeptical. Fast forward to now. And look what they're doing. They are making fully electric the truck, the F-150 Lightning. Man, I'm excited about this today. Now, Jim Farley didn't attach a time frame of when they would beat Tesla. But why not? Because GM have said that they are, you know, leading the way. Yeah. But, you know, VW want to be bigger than Tesla. GM want to be bigger than Tesla. Why not, if you're Ford, say that you want to be bigger than Tesla and join the club? Have they got a chance of doing it? Well, I mean, time will tell, won't it? But they want to have a capability of producing 600,000 EVs. That would be peak capacity if all their plants are running at flat chat by 2023. Well, Tesla did 1 million last year. It'll do 1.5 million this year. Either way, good luck. Good luck, Ford. They have the perfect EV to conquer the middle class, writes thestreet.com. Because for the last 40 years, the F-150 has been the best-selling vehicle in the entire country. Given the popularity, experts say the performance of the F-150 Lightning will be the barometer of the general public's perception of EVs. If Ford succeeds with this bet, the entire industry will benefit. That's how important this truck is, the F-150 going fully electric. It's traditionally designed. Technology hasn't taken over. It is neither doorstop nor spaceship. writes thestreet.com with, I suspect, a bit of a poke towards the Cybertruck, which is at least a year away, and we see no sign of that arriving. In fact, some pictures, you know that event that Tesla had at their Gigafactory in Austin? Pictures came out, and I don't think they were doctored, didn't look doctored, of bits of the back end of it being held together with tape. Like, come on. Tesla knows how to build some incredible vehicles. What is going on with the Cybertruck? Well, I mean, who knows? When they bring it, they'll bring it. It will sell hugely. Anyway, this story is about Ford. Let's not focus on the Cybertruck. And there's the price as well, right? Because the Ford F-150 Lightning starts at $39,970. And that's before government tax credits. And they've kept the truck affordable because Ford know their customers. Ford know business owners, and Ford knows fleets intimately. And look, even the Platinum is $92,000. And talking to my buddies that I do the American podcasts with, like Tom and Kyle, and they're, you know, when I say 92 grand for a truck, and they're like, yeah, I mean, it's cheaper than a Hummer. So that is not wild. I mean, it's expensive. They weren't trying to say that that's not a lot of money for anyone, but that's like truck territory of premium, fully loaded. Oh, wow. Okay. Good luck, Ford. Can't wait to see those trucks in the hands of real customers. The first ones being built are the 40 grand ones, so they are going to go to businesses and fleets to begin with. So we're not going to see, we're not going to see a bunch of YouTubers, for instance, with their cars next week. I think it's fleet ones next week. And that's a great way, actually, to iron out the kinks. And there will be kinks, won't there? And it's a great way to give, you know, your most valued business partners these trucks to integrate them into the fleets for the first few weeks. I know it makes, you know, normal people like you and I wait a little bit longer. Not that I'm going to get one. You know what I mean, though? But it's smart because there will be teething problems. And obviously, you know, these customers, who, if they're big fleet companies, aren't going to be going on Twitter and saying, oh, you know, this bit of software is a bit laggy or buggy or, you know, whatever they have to fix. They will have to fix some things. It'll be a dialogue with Ford and they'll get it fixed. And by the time it's with, hopefully, the more expensive ones, we kind of retail customers, it's a pretty nailed beast. We wait and see. Talking trucks, by the way, you know, we don't really have truck culture over here. We do have them. You know, they are on sale. One of them is the VW Amarok. I've seen a few of those around. Always working vehicles, really. VW are going to make an electric version of the Amarok. That kind of came out of left field a little bit. That's a huge announcement. The new Amarok, it will be a Ford Ranger. Well, it's developed with Ford, with the Ford Ranger and VW commercial vehicles. Badging it or making it is a different vehicle, the VW Amarok. They're not saying when it's going to come, but it will be coming, the electric version, built by Ford, though, and built by Ford South Africa, where a large part of the pickup development is taking place, and the final findings, as Electrive describes it, to tune those vehicles. Wow, it's huge news, a VW fully electric truck. Wow, okay, so it's a Ford Ranger thing, but amazing. I'll pop a link to Electrive in the show notes so you can read more. Used Tesla prices are out of control, writes Electrek. Prices of used Tesla vehicles, as some used vehicles with more than 30,000 miles on the clock, are now for sale for more than new ones. For example, a 2020 Model Y with 30,000 miles on the clock, listed for $1,000 more than if you spec'd a brand new Model Y now. And what's interesting is those prices of new Teslas have been going up and up constantly for the last 15, 18 months. And what's more impressive is how the vehicles have actually gained in value. So yes, they might sell them for the same price or slightly more of the new one now, but when those cars were purchased in 2020, 2021, they would be between £6,000 and £10,000 less than the price they're on for, writes Electrek. More Model Ys have been listed by Tesla as official used cars, more than a brand new one. Like, they found a 2021 Model Y, 15,000 miles on the clock, Tesla Illinois selling it for over $80,000. Interesting to note, says Electrek, that Tesla appears to be adding full self-driving to all the cars that they resell as certified pre-owned, because why not? It's got the hardware, so It's a flick of a switch. It's a genius move by Tesla. All you do is you just turn it on. Full self-driving added, and then you can sell the cars for a lot more money. And if somebody doesn't want to wait for a Tesla, they can buy a used one from Tesla. And of course, it'll come with full self-driving for a nice, hefty premium. VinFast will be on the way very soon. We will talk about solid-state batteries and Honda's all-electric car, but only for China. Stick around. Those stories are on the way. Now, my friend Dominic, who I do the Inside EVs podcast with, Dominic Yoni was flown by VinFast to Vietnam to go and drive the VinFast VF8, still a prototype. And what's really interesting about this is VinFast said, go on, have a go in the car of where it is now. They're going to bring these cars to the US, obviously being a new name, Vietnamese name, no heritage. They've got to reestablish it from the start. And they're not trying to give the impression that everything is ready to go right now, because as Dominic told the engineers when he got out of the car, explaining that if this car is anywhere near to production, it needs so much work. It hasn't got any proper regen set up yet. It hasn't got pedal calibration, overall refinement. And VinFast know that they're going to be up against cars that are very well put together. And it's rare for a car company to be so, I don't know, like just invite journalists to go and drive their cars and say, well, what do you think? We know they're not finished yet. He was talking to the developer, one of the lead engineers, who conceded that the timeline was short for VinFast, but it's all about speed. In the case of the VF8, the hardware's in place, but they did admit that they need to dial in suspension and software, and they're taking the cars to places like Spain to drive them on the roads there and to dial them in. They're bringing vehicles to the US by the end of the year, and they are ready to put them in the hands of the press, and they can have at it, as they say. Pop a link to Dominic's brilliant Inside EVs article on the show notes. Now, NIO and their semi-solid-state battery partner are doing a really big deal for the parts they need. And we try and, this isn't really a battery podcast, but we try and read around these stories. And what do they mean? Well, the rapid growth of EVs has made raw materials a really strategic resource. And NIO's solid-state battery partner, or semi-solid-state, WeLion New Energy, just did a big deal for the cathode material for the solid-state batteries. From this year, 2022, until 2025, they're purchasing 30,000 tons of lithium battery cathode materials. NIO said when they launched the ET7, that's the sedan that'll have 1,000 kilometers of range, that it will have a solid-state battery. And we try and put two and two together, and we think, right, that car coming later this year. Big deals being put in place. These batteries that can provide 1,000 kilometres, 620 miles of range from 150 kilowatt-hour battery pack. Amazing. And of course, semi-solid-state batteries have lots of other durability and charging benefits as well. Now we'll talk about Honda launching an all-electric car. What? Can I buy one? No, not unless you're in China. The Japanese car maker Honda is launching their all-new fully electric car today, but only in China. It's an electric sport utility model aimed at local consumers. They want to sell 3,000 of them a month. It'll do 500 kilometers on a single charge. And Honda said, according to NHK, which is a Japanese website, nhk.or.jp, Honda saying that unlike other EVs, this will feature smooth acceleration, and unlike other EVs that speed up very quickly. Do you think that's Honda getting in ahead of any criticism? If somebody says, Honda, your new EV is very slow, they go, we wanted it like that, because EVs, you see, they speed up too quickly. So we made it a smooth EV. You know, Honda, that's how it works. But clearly, they've dialed out performance, I guess you would say. Let's talk about trucks now, and Volta trucks revealing a 7.5-ton and a 12-ton Volta zero-emission truck. I'm looking forward to seeing that in a couple of days' time at Fully Charged Live in Farnborough. Volta will be there. I'm talking to them on the Saturday, I think, or Friday. The driver of a Volta Zero has a massive 220 degrees of direct division, huge glass house in the cab, and a huge amount of visibility around as well for the blind spots. All fully electric, designed from the ground up to be electric trucks. Looking forward to coming into contact with those this weekend, and I'll bring you a Saturday special about Volta trucks in the next couple of weeks when I've sat down with them and interviewed them and looked around, had a little snifty round their trucks. I'm looking forward to filming that this weekend. Now, QuickFit is a name that many people will know in Europe as a car servicing chain, and they've opened their first e-service branch. It's in Amsterdam. It'll take care of electric vehicles and electric bikes as well, e-cargo bikes and e-micro cars and LEVs. Light electric vehicles. It's a test case, and they'll roll out more of these e-service branches across Europe. I mean, that's really interesting when you think about it. Lots of businesses are built on cars going wrong, whether that is your one-man band local mechanic, or you know, a small business, two or three mechanics, or whether it is large, you know, electrical specialists, whether it's QuickFit that mostly do your tyres and suspension and all sorts of exhausts and stuff, don't they? You know, but what if you are a car recovery? What if you're the RAC or the AA? You must be reinventing your business now to get ahead of it, or you won't have a business in 10 years. Because EVs, when they break down, it's spectacular, but they tend not to break down. Now, 1 in 5 UK car sales are pure battery electric. 1 in 5 cars sold in the UK is a battery electric vehicle. 20% of cars sold, according to the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. The rising uptake of EV ownership is due to a number of models on sale, says autocar.co.uk. The total having increased 15-fold over the last 11 years. According to the SMMT, the number of EVs on sale now stands at 140. Here in the UK, with a further 50 launching this year. That was compared with 9 EVs that you could buy in 2011. What would that have been? 9 EVs? Tesla, Nissan Leaf, Nissan Leaf, Nissan. Well, I suppose there was the... when did the Twizy come around? What was the G-Wiz? Are they counting that? That wasn't a car. That was a quadricycle. But I'm going to go and think about the 9 EVs on sale in 2011. But also, what's very cool is the 140 on sale right now, which again seems more. But maybe they're counting different specs of the same car. Hey, who cares? It's a good story. Question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. What cables should or shouldn't come with a used EV or a new EV? Email me your feedback. Hello at EVNews.com. newsdaily.com. Thanks so much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from the EV Reviewer Review Island YouTube channel. Sorry, Derek, for managing to butcher your YouTube channel name. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. emobilitynorway.com with Jan and the gang, and Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map and one app. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.